Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Affordable Smoker Jay Presents, a stoner talking wrestling. And today, I'm going to be going over NXT, SmackDown, Raw, and AEW results. I'm not covering Crown Jewel. I missed TNA this week, and I did not watch. I missed New Japan this week. So, to start off, let's get into it. Right now, I loaded up some Granddaddy Purple earlier. If you checked out my video on YouTube today, it was my haul over the past couple of days. So, yeah. So, let's get into it. First off, with this rip for y'all. Cheers, y'all. What's up, everybody? I'm back. Sorry about that, folks. I had to pause for a minute. There was a knock at the door. So, I'm back. So. Ooh. Holy crap, that GDP hit rocked me. So, I also got my email on and everything, so I'm going to take some dabs as well. So. So, I just pulled up. I didn't watch Raw or SmackDown this week, but, yeah, I figured I'd look up. Just like last week, I'll look up the results. So, I don't know the storyline they're doing with Rusev, Lana, and Bobby Lashley, so I'm not going to comment on that. So, apparently, now this, like I said, I'm going off of what CBS Sports actually is going on. So, Becky Lynch defeated Kairi Sane, which she's the women's champ. I knew it was going to happen. So, excuse me. I know the Kabuki Warriors got away from Paige and Asuka sprayed the mist, so. Buddy Murphy beat R-Truth, which is cool. Apparently there's a new AOP vignette. I can't say anything. Nice. Street Profits had a promo. Didn't watch, but that's cool. Ricochet defeated Drew McIntyre. Well, that was DQ, but nice. Wow. Viking Raiders defeated the Chicago Cubs. Rizzo and Brent. I don't get it. Andrade beat Sin Cara. That's actually very surprising. Not going to lie. That is really surprising. Seth Rollins defeated Eric Rowan. And Natty beat Natty and Charlotte beat the Iconics. Wow, that's cool. Seth Rollins beat Eric Rowan. Aleister Black had a pre-taped promo. That's cool. AJ versus Humberto Carrillo. AJ Styles versus Humberto Carrillo. That's actually really cool. I am giving it up for them having Humberto Carrillo. Anuri, I go up after and go against AJ Styles. So good for them. Next, I'm going to go to NXT. So, the big question on everybody's mind was, why did Finn Balor do what he did? Well, let's see here. First off, let's get another hit in before we get into the NXT results, shall we? Cheers, y'all. So Io Shirai beat Candice LeRae. I know they were hyping that. I really wanted to. I'm going to watch it. I just haven't watched it yet. There we go. My pizza is a little clogged. There we go. So, Balor cut a promo, I'm saying, you know, heel. Shane Thorne versus Bronson Reed. I've never even heard of Bronson Reed. Let's see here. The Kabuki Warriors faced Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox, and they were for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. The Kabuki Warriors coming in as the champions. Once again, I haven't seen this in it, so I heard it was a good match. Kabuki Warriors went over. I kind of figured that. Next, we had Cameron Grimes versus Tyler Bate. Cameron Grimes is a cousin to the Hardys. I really like Cameron. Wow, Grimes beat Tyler Bate. That's actually very surprising, knowing that Tyler Bate, how good Tyler Bate really is. And then, was this the, cool. And then it was Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, a.k.a. Team Reed Dragon, versus Keith Lee and Matt Riddle. I like everybody in this match, and I can't wait to watch it. Undisputed Era do go over, but they are the most over things in NXT right now. Let's be real here. AEW Dynamite is up next. Now, this is a show I watched. I'm really enjoying everything that they're doing right now with AEW. So, to open up the show, we had Hangman Page and Sammy Guevara. So, I really like Hangman Page. I've been watching him. I've been a fan of his since Ring of Honor. Sammy Guevara, I've only seen him work a handful of times, and he's impressing me, but goddamn, there's something about him, and I know he's trying to be a heel, and it's working. So Hikaru Shida versus Shana. I've never heard of Shana, but it's Hikaru Shida went over against Shana. Oh, and by the way, Hangman Page did beat Sammy Guevara. Sorry about that. I know I missed that. Next, we had the Rock and Roll Express come out presenting the tag team. Well, they were scheduled to present that AEW Tag Team Champions to the winner of the tournament. Well, they got attacked by Santana Ortiz. So, yeah. It was a Young Bucks came and made the save, and so they're leading to Santana and Ortiz versus Young Bucks, probably at Full Gear. It seems like it's going to be a good match. So next we had John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and QT Marshall versus Best Friends and Orange Cassidy. To be fair, I've never heard of Reynolds. I've never heard of the other team, so obviously Best Friends. I'm saying it was a jobber match. Yeah, and this was like a Rick and Morty thing, so. Then they had the Cody and Chris Jericho contract signing, which it all goes, everyone thinks it's going to break down. Well, they showed on the screen that Jake Hager attacked Dustin Rhodes, and so it was how should I put this? I can't remember the term, but it was one of those. It's a great way to just show just how deep this feud is going between them and how dark it is. I really think it was a complete, I think it was brilliant on all aspects. We then had the Elite, the Elite. Kenny and the Young Bucks versus Kip Sabian and the Hybrid 2. I am not a fan of the Hybrid 2. Jack Evans and Angelico. I am not a fan of Angelico. I'm really not a fan. Well, okay. I don't like their characters. In ring, they are fantastic, but I don't like their shtick. I really don't. The Elite went over, of course. It was a good match, I'm not going to lie, but it was. I don't like the Hybrid 2. Then it was supposed to be John Moxley in action. I was supposed to be the librarian, Peter Avalon. For some reason, while John Moxley came in and gave him the paradigm shift DDT. Then he went on one of the greatest promos I have ever heard. I can't go, so. I cannot, I don't have the full promo in front of me, but part of it was he's the baddest son of a bitch in this cage, the sickest son of a bitch in this cage, and there isn't a person in the back that's going to prove me wrong. It was the most impassioned, most... Look it up on YouTube, I swear. Look it up on YouTube if you didn't watch it. It is amazing. John Moxley's promo on... It was amazing. This was not Dean Ambrose. This was John fucking Moxley here. That was the greatest promo, like I said, I've heard in a long time. And then, the main event. The tournament of the AEW Tag Team Championship Tournament. It's the finals. SCU versus the Lucha Brothers. So, first off, this match was perfect. In and out. Every which way, it was amazing. It was one of the... Vince McMahon will learn a lot. Can learn a lot about tag team wrestling from AEW, just saying. This match, it was... I didn't know which way they were going to go with it. I really didn't. But for SCU to come out and become the first ever AEW tag team... Champions of the world, I cannot do a road dog. I was very excited. They deserved it. They deserved every minute of it. I loved it. Finally, now we'll get to SmackDown. So apparently, Lesnar's no longer on SmackDown, yay, because he quit. Cool. Yay. Wow, Bayley with Sasha Banks beat Nikki. Well, she went up against Nikki Cross. Yeah, Bayley defeated Nikki Cross. That's what I figured. SmackDown was champion. Bayley beat Nikki Cross. That's what I figured from even reading and looking at it. It was. Nikki Cross, I don't think it's, and, yeah. Bayley, I like what Bayley's doing, but then apparently Shayna Baszler came out. And she attacked Bayley, which, I know what's happening, because I don't know what's happening. Oh, Sami Zayn got the shit, apparently got beat up by Matt Riddle and Keith Lee. Tommaso Ciampa invades Miz TV, and then there was Miz versus Ciampa, and Ciampa defeated Miz. Wow. Wow. Ciampa, that's awesome. Stupid. Sorry. Stupid Twitter posts. And Fire and Desire versus Rhea Ripley and Tegan Knox. Wow. Wow. So Ripley and Knox defeated Fire and Desire. Nice. I am so happy about this. And then finally, Adam Cole, baby, versus Daniel Bryan. Wow. Wow, so there was an NXT championship. I'm going to have to watch SmackDown because it sounds amazing now after reading all this. So Adam Cole beat Daniel Bryan, which I'm actually kind of happy about. That's awesome. I definitely will have to watch it. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I do watch everything. Well, okay, maybe I didn't watch Raw or SmackDown last week, but I will watch everything that I report on and just not when it airs live, because usually I have other shit going on. All right, now that we're out of the realms of results, that concludes a Stoner Talks Wrestling. Now it's time for Stoner Talk. Cheers, y'all. So, y'all, I don't understand it. I don't understand some of this shit. Okay? Now, maybe y'all could help me. Tweet at me at Affordable Smoker. Let me know your thoughts on this. But, people, why? I want to, if people out there understand why there's still so much misinformation about cannabis being spread. It's at an alarming rate, too. I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, it's an alarming rate, folks. I mean, Halloween was a couple of days ago. And everyone's like, watch out, you know, they're putting edibles in the, you know, they're giving out edibles. Nobody in their right mind would give out fucking edibles. Nobody. Nobody fucking would. So, let's leave that right where that's at. Okay. Take it from a stoner. Trust me. If they gave out edibles, I would still be trick-or-treating, y'all. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Yeah. So, folks, I'm actually waiting for. Today I bought the new Call of Duty. And I will be going live on Twitch a little bit later. Today or tomorrow. And I will be live streaming on Twitch. So, yeah, I haven't. Like I said, it's installing right now. I bought it online. And so it has to install, so I'm letting it install right now. So, That's golden, right? Oh, folks, I gotta mention this, too. I know I'm all over the place, but I am smoking weed. I am getting stoned. So, ladies and gentlemen, folks out there, we need to fucking tell people, we need to tell lawmakers, whatever that, hey, they need to be doing more to fight the opioid epidemic, the heroin epidemic, all that. Folks, I don't drive, but this morning I was waiting on the bus to go to the pot shop. This guy shot up at the bus stop, okay, but through his fucking nose. I'm sorry, I don't want to freak out, but I saw him put the needle up his nose, and I saw him inject. Come on, people. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever fucking seen. You know the last time I actually put anything up my fucking nose that wasn't a tissue paper? Try and clean that up. Some fucking flu shots. You snort. Yeah. It's basically up the nose in. I just prefer the... And I just shot my arm. Actually, I don't like the flu shot. That was the last time I got a flu shot, and that was, Jesus Christ, 2007. 12 fucking years ago, almost 13 years ago, folks. You know, I've told people, you know, hey, I don't get the flu shots. And they're like, why? Do you think it's, you know, are you against immunization? No, none of that. You want to know why I haven't gotten the flu shot in 12 damn years? If I get a flu shot, I get the flu. It's as simple as that. Every time I've gotten a damn flu shot, I've ended up actually getting the damn flu. The years I have not gotten the flu shot, I've gotten maybe the 24-hour flu. A cold, yeah, but not the fucking flu. So it's as simple as that, folks. I don't want to get sick, so I don't get the flu shot because of that. I just don't, there's no need. Not to mention, I'm usually never out and about during fucking flu season. You know where I go during when it's flu season? You want to know what I do? Where I go? I'll go to the grocery store to buy groceries. The pot shop and my folks' place or something family where there's a family event. That's it. I don't like leaving my house if it's cold. I don't like leaving my apartment if it's fucking cold. I don't. Actually, I'm going to be honest, I don't leave my apartment that much anyways. Okay, if it's nice and sunny, yes, I will go out and everything, that's fine. But if it's cold, I don't go out. I just don't. I don't like being cold. Hell, I don't like being that warm either, but I don't like being cold. Problem is, folks, now I know it's actually better, but for a minute there, I was conditioned to the heat there for a minute. I spent some time in Phoenix, Arizona. 115 fucking degrees. But it's a dry heat there. Yeah, folks. So, Bernie Sanders is at the point. He's already looking into fully. He wants fully legalized. I'm glad he's already proposed plans on how to fully legalize cannabis. Folks, get behind Bernie. Get behind, hell, Elizabeth Warren. Get behind any fucking Democrat. And make your voices heard that if you want the dumbass that's in office impeached, that his ass gets impeached. Because if we can, we have to. Come on, folks. We know what's the right thing to do. Sorry, folks. We need to use our voices. And, you know, I don't like getting political on here. It's supposed to be entertaining. But I found out today that one of my favorite fucking bands of all time has gone back together for a short tour. I wish they would come up here. I wish they'd play Seattle. But maybe they will. But I found out this morning that Rage Against the Machine, folks, that's right. Rat'em. Rage Against the Machine are back. I am so happy. They're legit one of my favorite damn fucking bands of all time. Yeah, it was. I really do love that. I love Rage. They're legitimate one of my favorite bands of all time. Problem is, so here's the thing, folks, is if you ask me to do a top 10 greatest bands of all time, that for me, that list is always rotating. I mean, yes, there's still usually a lot of the same people on it, but it's always rotating. Always. Like, for example, a year ago, Bruce Springsteen was number 3 on my list. Now I would say Bruce Springsteen's probably at about number 7. Just saying. But that's today. That's not tomorrow. That's not last week. That's today. Yeah, folks. Yeah. Like I said, it's always changing, but I have such an eclectic taste that it's always changing. So. Cheers, y'all. I bet all y'all out there be like, what the fuck? He's not as chatty as he usually is. Well, I am, but I'm not. This GDP that I load up is really good, and it's really heavy. It's actually arguably the heaviest GDP I've had. Yeah, folks, I have some GDP. If you want to take a look at all of them, check out my newest video. But I got some GDP yesterday and some Sherbmosa hash rosin and some lemon glue live rosin. And today I got a half ounce of Royal Grape, a half ounce of Cookie Monster, and a gram of Granddaddy Purple live resin. So, yeah. But, folks, I've actually filmed a couple videos today that will be going up over the next couple of days. This upcoming week. I know I wanted to get this put in, but I'm fucking baked as shit. So I'm going to take another rip off the bong. I'm going to take a dab, and then I'm going to squeal on out of here. Cheers, y'all. So that's the last hit out of the flower I'm going to do on this. I know I'm going to take Dabski, but which one do I want to do? I'm going to do I think I'm going to do actually a couple of Dabskis on here just to even it out. So up first, we got the Chirmosa, which is, God, I know it's on the package. It's, what is it? Animal Sherbet, or Animal Sherb crossed with Mimosa. All right, folks. Cheers, y'all. Oh, Lord. We're going to lift off here in a second. Holy crap. Wow. So folks, it's half frozen. It's wow. It's made apparently by I take a fatty dab of that too. It's apparently made by making ice hash and then putting that in a rosin press, apparently. Holy crap. You know what, skis? I'm going to move the nail onto a different rig and get a better flavor off of some of these. Holy crap! This Chirmosa is delicious. Holy crap! I need to. That was a rush. Wow. Next up is lemon glue, which is more of a hybrid. So, hopefully, might even this out because I know I've had some heavier and I've smoked some heavy indica today. I love heavy indica, but I need something to equal it out. I mean, it's 250 and I know I want to stream after I get the new cod put in. All right. Cheers, y'all. At the end, you can taste the glue. There we go. That tasted like lemon, like dirty lemon peel. Oh. flat out that tastes like fucking dirty lemon peel. Oh, fuck. I am back. Wow. Sorry, folks. That took me for a ride. Holy crap, skis. That was great. Oh, man. Yeah, that's taking me through a ride. I mean, that is a ride. Wowzers. Oh, crap. There we go. That is nice. Yes, the lemon was more of a good hybrid-y. It's still there's a little bit of heaviness to it from the glue part, but oh man, the lemon is giving a good buzz to it too. I mean, this lemon glue is testing at 81% total cannabinoids. No additives, just oil. I like that. I'm debating if I want to do a dab of GDP or not. No, I think I'm actually really stoned. So, folks, with that, say peace out. Follow me on Instagram at Affordable Smoker and Twitter at Affordable J. Peace out, y'all.